to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast, where we discuss the journey to real liberty through self-sufficiency, counter-economics, non-aggression, and the agora.
The Outpost represents the border between societal norm and the pioneer spirit. Every episode contains practical, philosophical, and technical information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve. Merry Christmas, everyone! Okay, thank you for doing that.
Can't do it.
That's all I wanted you to do. That's all I wanted today. That's a great ho-ho-ho. Ho-ho-ho. Period. Merry Christmas! It's Christmas today. I'm feeling very jolly. Are you jolly today, Cyrus?
I'm always jolly.
You're always jolly. Good.
It's always good. Yeah.
I'm feeling merry and jolly, spreading Christmas cheer. Merry Christmas, Mom. Love you. My mom loves Christmas. She's a Christmas fanatic. She has a collection of vintage Christmas all the way back into the 1880s. Maybe even older stuff. It's really cool.
Is she a Christmas person, like the Christmas tree goes up the day after Thanksgiving?
She had Christmas for a year and a half straight, where the Christmas tree went up and it never went down.
Right.
But it was super cool because it's like a vintage Christmas museum when you walk into my mom's house. Of all of this really interesting Christmas decoration from, you know, over 100 years ago. It's really fascinating.
That'd be pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. But she didn't do it this year. She finally put it away. I don't blame her. So it's Christmas. And today I have a special Christmas wish.
What is it?
All I want for Christmas is freedom.
That sounds like a great gift. Are you listening, Santa?
Santa! Yeah, right. I'm just going to get fucking coal. No freedom for you. Only coal.
Yeah. It doesn't work when you try to get off the naughty list the day before Christmas. I'm just telling you so.
Aw, man!
You can't be naughty all year and then Christmas Eve start being nice.
That's the American way. Isn't it? So for reals, everybody, freedom. That's all I want for Christmas. And I don't know. I feel like we're losing more than receiving on that end. I think we're all getting coal.
Yeah, especially if you depend on your freedom to be granted to you by the state. Yeah, you're losing for sure.
Yeah, you're not even getting coal. You're getting nothing. You're getting a hot poker.
Mm-hmm.
Up the you know where. When it comes to that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to touch on some freedom robbing incidences that has been happening in our country and around the world.
All right.
You know, it's a hot, controversial topic. And everyone's talking about it, and we're gonna talk about it too. And it's the whole mask-wearing concept.
Mm-hmm.
What about these masks? Are they for our greater good? Are they to protect and serve the people? Or is it a symbology of slavery and subordination? What do you think?
It is definitely conditioning for continued and increased slavery.
Mm. Conditioning.
Mm-hmm. If they can convince people to wear a mask that, as far as I'm aware, scientifically, they're saying it doesn't do much good to protect you from an invisible boogeyman that kills 0.02% of the people, of the population, you know, if they can convince you of that, they're going to be able to convince you of anything. Because isn't the survival rate like 99 point something or other for the
I
people
actually
who
haven't
get it?
looked. I haven't looked at the statistic for at least 6 months. I haven't actually read any scientific documentation on what the survival rate is, but I know from within my circle of people and people who know people, which is maybe a few hundred people, I've heard of several people getting sick and very few of them dying in my personal circle, which is a hands-on experience.
Yeah.
And rumor has it, from what I've heard, it's not as lethal or deadly as we thought in the beginning. So why are we shutting down our entire economies and our small businesses and putting on curfews and limiting alcohol consumption like they're doing in Norway? I believe is it Norway or Sweden? One of those Viking countries, you're only allowed to imbibe a particular amount of alcohol.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, so how I'm oh, h
What is that?
what?
Like, does alcohol increase your chances of getting COVID? What the, really?
I'm dead serious.
Good grief.
They have draconian lockdown measures, and one of those measures is you are only allowed to consume X amount of alcohol before 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. or some ridiculousness.
Don't know. See, that just falls back into my. You know, this conspiracy in my head that there are people at the top in the ruling class that they sit around and try and come up with things like it's a bet. Like, I bet we can get them to not drink alcohol because they might get sick. You know, like, what else makes sense? I don't, that doesn't make any sense. Surely there's something else behind that. I don't know. Jesus.
I don't really understand. Yeah, I don't understand. I want to look it up really quick.
Well, so here's an interesting little thing. So, there's this one particular vapor store that I go to get our vapor juice. And it's kind of like a mom and pop store, you know, but I mean, they have several locations. Anyway, there's this one gal in there, and I think she might be the manager of that store, but she was gone for a while and I didn't see her. And so I was like, hey, where's, you know, so and so, and like, oh, she got COVID. She's quarantined, and so obviously I hope she's okay and all of that. But I've been excited because like it's the first person I know that's got COVID,
Oh, really? It's your first
so
person,
I've
huh?
been waiting. Yeah, I've been waiting for her to come back because I want to talk to her about it. So the last time I was in there, she was back, and I was like, okay, so you got to tell me what happened, you know? And so some people around her tested positive, so she had to go get tested, and she tested positive, and there was something weird about the test results. Like, it said she tested positive in her nasal cavity and then negative for some other weird term. I don't know what it meant, but
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. There's
So you
something
can
weird
test
about that.
negative. You can test negative in your nose and positive in your saliva or something weird like
Something weird like that. I
that.
don't know what it was about. But anyway, so I was like, well, how sick did you get? And she's like, I was never sick. No, no fever, no nothing. And so, you know, she wasn't allowed to work for 2 weeks. Now, luckily, she works for, like I said, this mom and pop place, and they gave her 2 weeks paid vacation. You know, but I'm
Oh,
sure
that's good.
most employers can't do that.
Probably not, by not. Probably not.
And so what's funny to me is that the only person I know personally that's tested positive for COVID never got sick. And, you know, she counts towards that number that they're always spewing out. Oh, 200,000 cases, or whatever the number is now. They're counting all these cases. Like, what is, I don't understand what the big deal about counting the cases is. It seems like that shouldn't even be relevant. It should just be, you know, how many people are dying from this?
Well, what happened to frickin' herd immunity? We were all supposed to work towards this herd immunity where 80% of our population gets it and we all develop this natural immunity to it. And now whole term has been wiped off the frickin' docket. I haven't heard shit about herd immunity. And we probably are there. We are probably approaching mass herd immunity, which is what's supposed to frickin' happen.
Well, and you're an asshole for thinking that's the way to handle this.
But that's what they were preaching. That's what the CDC was preaching not even 6 months ago.
Yeah, but now...
But now that topic is, they're spinning the narrative again. They've spun the narrative on this shit 20 freaking times.
Mm-hmm.
But I can attest that I've known at least a dozen people to have the Rona. Some people, they get kind of a bad cold. Some people get a mild cold. Some people have no symptoms. No one I've known has died from it out of that dozen or so, personally. I have heard of friends who have family members who have died, but they have had pre-underlying conditions such as morbid obesity, breathing issues, that kind of thing. Older folks, you know, with pre-existing health conditions. So, but I mean, that's what the flu does as well. The flu takes out people with pre-existing health conditions.
Well, my question would be this, too. So this virus is apparently as deadly or more deadly than the standard flu, right? Well, we're coming into flu season. So it would make sense to me that now deaths by COVID and flu should be twice as much as previous years. The numbers should be twice as high. And I'm just curious if that's going to happen. I'm curious if they're even going to separate those numbers and say this person died from the flu or this person died from COVID, or if all those numbers are just going to get lumped in together.
It's all going to be a clusterfuck. Yeah, it's going to be a clusterfuck of, oh, this person has the flu and the Rona at the same time, so they died of the Rona. Because that's what they're doing. A 90-year-old guy who had massive heart failure, congestive heart failure, died, and he had coronavirus in his system, and they called it a coronavirus death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from my mom knowing a nurse who knew this man. That's firsthand information.
Well, I am...
Not to mention, I just want to make a quick note, just because we're on this topic. There are multiple coronaviruses out there. Mm-hmm. There's just one COVID-19. It's COVID-19 is in the family of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that the COVID-19 test cannot differentiate between the different coronavirus strains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Separate form of coronavirus, and it's going to trigger that COVID-19 test.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think that testing is, I don't think it's accurate. And one of the main reasons I haven't thought it was accurate from the get-go was because, I mean, I'm a big fan of Elon Musk, and he said from the beginning that test is flawed. Like, you know, and this is not, and he was talking about it not from like a medical knowledge point of view, but from the point of view of how you do testing. Like, this is how testing has to be done to know that your results are accurate. And this is coming from a guy who builds rockets for a living. Like, I'm pretty sure he knows how to do testing. You know,
I think he might have an idea on A/B testing a little bit.
Yeah. The different ways you should and shouldn't test things. I think he's probably an expert in that. If Elon Musk says, I don't trust these numbers, you know, I'm going to take his word for it. Like,
way over the government.
Do all these. Yeah. What accomplishments do those fuckers have that deserve my trust?
Zero. I have no trust towards this government system whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
And
reality of
there's
it.
a there's this there's a shift happening too. I've noticed just within the last week or so, like as everybody in the audience knows, I don't wear the mask and it's not a big deal. But I have noticed recently I am starting to get some stink eye now where I wasn't before.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Why
so
are you not
people are
complying?
starting. Yeah, exactly. Walmart has made some sort of change again because now I get asked every time I walk in, "Sir, do you need a mask?" Whereas before, they had just stopped asking me. Now
Oh, wow.
they're back to asking me every time I walk in.
They're ramping it up.
Yeah. So there's some kind of shift going on. I don't know what it is, but I certainly don't trust all these things that are being said about this virus.
Not at all. Well, and what it really boils down to is that natural law states that we have full control over our own bodies and what we put on it and what we put in it. That's just basic human rights. So, who are these people to tell me what I have to put on my face?
Yeah.
What right do they have? What power and control do they have?
They have made a claim that they have control, and people have accepted that claim. That's all it
And it's
is.
bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
No one has any right to tell me what I wear and put on my fucking face ever at any point
Right.
in my life, in your life, in our lives. Our bodies are our personal property. Our bodies are only entitled to ourselves.
Right.
And no one else can enforce you, can coerce you to put anything on it you don't want on it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of,
Period. No exception.
I guess, like the argument against that would be, oh, so you've got the right to walk around naked in public. Like, and my answer to that is yes, I do have the right to do that.
Yes.
You know, it's not a matter of, well, I have children walking with me in public. Okay, well, that's, it should be that, yes, you have children walking around with you, and maybe when you go out in public, you should explain to your children that there may be some new naked people out there. You know, ideally, that's what freedom is. Or, so the argument against what you just said is that we do things like wear clothes as a way to be respectful to each other, and this mask is just now another article of clothing to represent us being respectful to each other. Otherwise, you're an asshole and you're trying to get me sick.
Right.
That's their argument.
Well, and what is a good rebuttal towards that? I mean, it seems like a halfway valid argument.
Well,
Because I don't want to see some naked old wrinkly dude walking down the street.
right, but
You know, I mean, there's certain people I'd be fine seeing naked walking down the street. Unfortunately, unfortunately, those aren't the ones that are usually naked.
yeah. Well, I mean, I honestly, I don't have a problem with naked people, you know, attractive or unattractive. I don't know why that's a problem.
It's a culture thing for sure,
Yeah,
because there's plenty
absolutely.
of cultures that, you know, the boobs are a swing in and the balls are a swing in the open air and no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's definitely a, and even back in the Renaissance days in Europe, the women had their breasts shown with the corset. That was a style back then. And then we went through this ultra Puritan age of just covering everything up. So we've just become accustomed to being offended by nudity.
Yeah, and people think they have a right not to be offended, which I disagree with. You have a right to be offended Like, you can be offended at whatever you want, but you don't have a right to not be offended. Like, you know, you can't dictate what I do because you have decided it's offensive to you.
Right.
You know, you don't have a right to not be offended.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, it doesn't work.
That's a good point.
Doesn't work in today's society because, you know, you get to go to jail if you walk around naked in public.
Yeah, that is kind of messed up. Well, and you have a right to be offended that I don't wear a mask, but you don't have the right to coerce me to take that mask off because you're offended.
Exactly.
And then there's the argument of, okay, if a business chooses that you are not allowed into their business without a mask, that's their right. That's their business. They can make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So the mask should be a recommendation or an advisory from the government, not an enforcement.
Right.
It should be an advisory, and then each business chooses whether they enforce that or not because it's their business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just simply don't go to that place if you don't want to wear a mask, if you don't want to comply to their rules as a private business. But now it is beyond that.
Yeah.
Now we are under government-mandated, government-enforced mask wearing.
Right. And then now we've got this vaccine coming out, which is going to, I'm curious to see where that goes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what direction that's going to take. A lot of people think it's the mark of the beast, the apocalypse, that people who don't take the vax is going to get shut out of society. Other people think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be voluntary. It's for the better will of mankind. I find that the truth always tends to fall somewhere in the middle.
Right.
It's never always one extreme or the other, typically. It always kind of falls into the middle. So
I like
that'll be curious developments.
Yeah, I like the one where there's nanotech in it and it's going to change our DNA and we're no longer going to be human. I like that one.
Yep. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology is there to do it. So it's actually a fairly viable concern.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not taking the vaccine, so it's irrelevant to my life, but.
Well, it is absolutely our basic human right and of natural law to refuse to put something in our body that we do not want in there.
Mm-hmm.
That is a basic human right. So for them to coerce us, take the vaccine or else you can't get groceries, that's pretty hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
If that were to happen, I don't know if that will happen. If that does happen, lots of offshoots of alternative markets will come about. I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know. I feel like I've talked to a whole lot of people who aren't going to take it.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
And, you know, that's the awesome thing about the gray and the black markets. The more the government tries to control a market, the bigger the gray and the black markets get. So if you're not going to be able to buy food unless you take a vaccine, then farmer markets and things like that are going to have an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Massive explosion. All kinds of little markets will start popping up too. You'll start seeing ads to come by my fruit stand or my veggie stand or come get my farm grown meats and things like that.
No vaccine
needed. And we've already seen this.
Yeah.
No vaccine required to buy my goods.
Right. I don't think it'll
get
there.
Cut out the grocery store. I don't think so either. People are really up in a tizzle about it, but I doubt it would go that far.
I think that's too big of a leap, too fast for the government to move into that big of a control, because they do it incrementally. They do it in small doses that the majority of the public will accept. And then they'll do another incremental leap in another time. And that's how it grows. It doesn't grow by these big, You know, if they were to say you have to have a vaccine or you can't buy food at this point in time, I think that would push too many people into our camp. I don't think they would risk it.
Oh, yeah. But where we're going to see it is potentially at concerts, nightclubs, theme parks, cruises, the fun shit.
Mm-hmm. The optional stuff.
The fun, voluntary, the optional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I think I'm going to see it. And then Ticketmaster actually came out and had this... It wasn't a mandate. It was kind of more of a proposal where they were putting these systems in that in order to purchase a ticket from Ticketmaster, you have to get vaccinated or have a coronavirus test done within 72 hours of going to that event, which is actually redundant because you can't have a coronavirus test and get your results in 72 hours in most cases.
Hmm.
Then they came back and made a rebuttal because there was massive backlash to this. And their rebuttal was, no, we're not enforcing it. We're just making options. We're creating options for our venues, for the venue owners to have the option to do this.
It was a pilot program.
Mm-hmm. Test in the waters to see how people reacted to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if people are going to be up in arms about going to concerts about it, you can only imagine if you couldn't buy food. I just don't see that happening, you know, not in the near future anyway, but with incremental mm-hmm. loss of liberties, you could get there at some point in time. I mean, if you just go back 100 years and tell somebody they had to, you've got to give me $35 if you want to go fishing, they would have thought you were nuts. They would have thought you were crazy.
Insane. Yeah. You know, there's actually a cactus out here in Arizona that you have to have a permit for just to have it on your property.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Because it's a protected cactus. It's called the saguaro. And I'm sure if you inherited saguaros, like you were grandfathered into your property with saguaros on it, I highly doubt they went around and made everyone get permits for these pre-existing saguaros. But in order for you to put a saguaro on your property, there has to be a permit because they're so protected. Now, the saguaro is the cactus man. You know, the cactus mm-hmm. looks like a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually really badass because they get really tall. You have 20-foot, 30-foot saguaros. Giant saguaros are so cool. So I've been looking to put one on my ranch because I have a cacti garden. And come to find out, I have to get permitted to have one. And I don't think I want one that bad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't even understand the logic behind it. Like, if it's protected... Protected from what? Like, is it it's endangered or something? Or I don't understand.
I'm honestly, I've seen a lot of them from my eyeballs. They look plentiful, but you know, I'm sure they have specific counts and you know, they just want to make sure people aren't cutting down saguaros. Which I have no idea why someone would cut down a saguaro. There's no reason. Unless you're clearing land. And so I bet there's this whole process. If you buy land with saguaros on it and you're clearing it, oh my God. You've got inspectors out the ass, I bet. Holy
shit. This is the problem with government, that kind of shit right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about conservation and conserving endangered species and watching out and being stewards of our environment, but goddamn. I mean, where do you draw the line of we're protecting our nature and our natural resources, but now we're completely overstepping and being insanely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's another way to control people and progress and land ownership and stuff.
Yeah. As far as government is concerned, you draw the line at one spot in the hopes that later down the road, you can move that line a little further.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the
Give them an
line is
inch, they take
always
a
moving.
mile.
Yeah, the line is always moving.
And it's always with the best intentions. It always seems to start off with the best intentions.
Yeah.
And it goes very nefarious and very inverted very quickly. Because the government is inverted. Everything it touches seems to just invert and turn to shit.
Yeah, I remember in Oklahoma when I lived there, they didn't have casinos, you know, the Indian casinos, and or no, this wasn't about the casinos. This was about the lottery. They didn't have the lottery, but apparently they wanted the lottery, and they couldn't get it passed. And so they kept trying to get it passed, and people would never vote it in. And so what got it voted in was it was for the children. The last campaign that was
Oh,
successful,
yes.
it was support for the children, for higher education. It went to, you know, the proceeds of the lottery go to scholarships and all of this kind of stuff. And then they got it
Yeah.
passed because it was for the children.
Well, and speaking of for the children, kids are failing hard right now. Bad.
Well, no
Kids are
doubt.
flunking school. I mean, how long have these kids been out of school now? March?
Well, I mean,
Two semesters?
a lot of them have gone back. I mean, they went back here, but they got to wear a mask all day, you know.
Ugh.
I mean, if you got to go sit in a classroom, first of all, sitting in a classroom sucks all day long, learning this boring crap most of the time. Some of it's interesting. And then
Depends on the teacher, yeah.
now you're gonna muzzle me, and I've got to sit through this crap. Well, you know, no wonder of course my grades are gonna suffer, even if I am back in school.
Well, but they're shutting schools down again. So they shut schools down here in Arizona. They shut schools down in California. And I know they've shut schools down in several states again.
Oh, really?
And the feedback from this online learning is it's garbage. There's not enough resources. These teachers can't handle it. Questions are going unanswered. Softwares are failing. It's just really bad, I've heard. And kids are failing miserably. 2x, 3x, going from 5% Fs to 25% Fs. And so now, instead of making it better to get these kids back up to speed, they're just changing the grading system. They're downgrading the grading system to pass fail.
That's kind of funny that you bring that up because, you know, homeschoolers have been doing online learning now for quite a long time and they've gotten really good at it.
Yeah.
And then the government tries to do it, and of course, it sucks. Because
Epic fail.
the government can never do anything as well as the market.
Yep.
Just one more
Decentralized,
example.
privatized. Oh, yeah. So all these kids are getting a shit education, and these parents are trying to adjust as best they can while trying to work also from home. I mean, I could just envision having a household of maybe five, mom, dad, and three kids. Mom and dad are trying to keep working remotely. Then you've got three kids trying to learn remotely. You've got five people trying to do this massive adjustment all in the same household. I mean, it sounds bonkers to me.
Yeah, putting this big
Sounds
strain
like a
on your
recipe for disaster.
and a big strain on your bandwidth, and you're running out of high-speed
Oh,
data on
yeah.
your Wi-Fi shit because everybody in the house is trying to use it.
Well, and maybe people in the city are faring better because you have better Wi-Fi and bandwidth, but you come out a little bit to the country and
It's an
all kinds of
issue.
connectivity issues. Yeah, there's serious connectivity issues. It's just nuts. So we're downgrading now our grading system to align with kids failing at school because of this. And how long is this going to go on? We're going to have a whole lost generation to this. Man,
It's going to be really
it'd be rough
strange.
to be a kid right now. It's so strange. I mean, our education system already sucked. to begin with. Could you imagine the extra level of suck it has reached?
Yeah.
Unprecedented suck.
And I feel bad too, like when I'm in the store and there's some kid and he's got this mask, hanging off of his face because they're not comfortable
Ugh.
and kids aren't good with that kind of stuff, you know? And then
No way.
mom is, put your mask on, And I'm thinking, gosh,
Could you?
why don't you just, could you find any other way to make a more compliant child?
Wow. Could you imagine being nagged by your mother to put your mask on?
Oh my goodness.
How miserable. This is just like, that's pure freaking misery. Especially if you've got, a Karen type mother or helicopter mom.
Oh God.
Torture.
Another thing I've
That's
noticed
pure torture.
recently too, when I'm in the store and I'm not wearing my mask. So the stink eye thing, I've started noticing, like for the last week, I'm starting to notice the stink eye. And then for like the past couple of weeks, I've started noticing like people moving to the edge of the aisle when they walk past me, like I've got
Oh,
cooties,
wow.
you know? And it's really kind of funny that people are like, there's this genuine fear of this invisible thing,
Yeah.
And I can understand, some people, they probably have a legitimate reason to worry,
Oh,
with
yeah.
health issues that are pre-existing. There should be
The
some
age group.
age and, if you have lung issues and things like that, I get it, but most people, the vast majority of people are not in that group.
And order your groceries online and go and pick them up if you're that
Right.
worried. There are services to accommodate people in the fear group, the age group, the disability group, the health group. There are services to accommodate such people. Like I had one woman, I had a pregnant woman in front of me in line. She pushed my cart back on me because I was too close to her. I swear. I'm like, yeah, I get you're pregnant. So if you're worried, then order your groceries online and they will come deliver them into your freaking trunk of your vehicle. You don't need to push my cart back.
Yeah.
Ugh. I just can't wait to grow my own food. So the amount of store interactions will be far less. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Sad thing.
That's the unfortunate thing. I don't think this is going to remedy anytime soon.
I think what I want for Christmas is for other people to choose freedom.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Amen to that. Real freedom, not this fake freedom they've been peddling us.
Yeah, not
Not
the.
this statist freedom, absolute freedom.
Yep.
Where's a good resource for people to go to learn about what real freedom is? I mean, we have a lot of podcasts that go over it if you go through the archives.
Yeah, there are some great podcasts out there. There's one called The Agora by a guy named Sal Mayweather. He's like a he's well known for being a meme lord. Like he does a lot of meme stuff on like
Oh God, he's
Instagram,
responsible for all those
Twitter.
agorist
Yeah, he does a crap load of them. He does some awesome
Oh
ones.
God.
But
There's some good ones out there.
yeah, Sal Mayweather is a good one, the Agora. He's also the one that oh wait, no, never mind, that's not the same guy. And then there's Vin Armani. Vin Armani's a good one. I mean, there's Reed
Did you say Larkin Rose yet?
Larkin
Larkin
Rose is a
Rose
good
has a
one.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, Larkin
Yeah.
Rose is really good. Larkin Rose was heavily influential in my migration to agorism.
Yeah. Agorism is great. Natural law.
You've made quite
What's
a
that?
you've gone through quite a transformation in 2020 from where you started the year to now.
Yeah, I got
You've
woke
moved a
in
long
2020.
ways. Yeah, you've moved a long ways.
It was pretty much everything I was thinking and feeling inside, but never had a expression or symbol or tag to it. And
Right.
we all kind of want that, you know.
Sure.
People want to be tagged as Republican or Democrat or liberal or libertarian. And so I never really found my niche, I guess you could say. So
Yeah.
upon the discovery of agorism and then just recently further into natural law, it has been very liberating, enlightening,
Right.
and being able to opt out confidently, working towards it. And it takes work. It always takes work. But anything worth doing takes work. So,
Sure.
and now we're going off grid. And I remember, shoot, not even 6 months ago, I think we had a conversation and I was feeling down and I just said, you know what? We're never going off grid. I'm just accepting this fact.
Yeah,
It's not going to happen for us.
you were talking like, I've been wanting to do this for years and it just looks like it's not going to happen and maybe I should just kind of accept it. I mean, we were having that kind of conversation, shit, back in April, May,
April,
June,
May.
somewhere. And here
And
you
then
are,
boom.
property owner, solar system owner.
Yeah. Shipping container owner.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
so proud of that damn shipping container.
Right on.
But it just happened. It just happened. And that was, I think, the most magical thing of putting the will out there, the energy, the mind state, the effort. And the pieces started snapping together. So for people that are listening that are like, I'm never going to be able to go off grid. I can never opt out. I live in the city. I don't have the money. It happened for us quite interestingly. The property almost fell into our lap. We found a private owner. It was priced right. She financed us with barely any money down. It just worked. It just worked. But we had to put our will out there and our consciousness had to focus on what we really wanted to achieve, and then it happened for us
Right.
out of the blue while losing our jobs, while going through this pandemic, while all this shitstorm was happening in the world of negativity. We went against the grain and we're making freaking lemonade out of these lemons.
Yeah,
That's
that's
what you gotta
awesome.
do, really.
Another good resource, I think, for people out there, especially for people out there who are on Facebook, move over to MeWe. Just forget about Facebook. Move over to MeWe. It's a lot better. We've got two groups. One is called DIY Off Grid, and that's a like you had a recent experience on that where people just poured information to you when you were asking questions about solar stuff. And those are good groups. Those people in that DIY group, they will help you and a lot of knowledgeable people in that group. And then the other group is Applied Agorism. And there's a lot of good information there. I'm always trying to drop PDFs in the files for everyone to look at, books and things to read, things to look at. We talk about all kinds of different parts of agorism in there all the time. And then, sometimes we're just in there cutting up, having fun. So check out MeWe, join those two
It's so
groups.
much better. It has the algorithm. The algorithm is not tweaked by popularity. It's not tweaked by ad space or all of these really shitty social practices like they have on Facebook and Instagram, etc. The algorithm is purely linear, isn't it?
Well, and it's not only that, it's in your settings. Like, let's say I've
Or
got
you have
six,
control over your algorithm.
you have complete control over your feed. First of all, it's all chronological. So, of all the things you choose that you want to see, it gets put in your feed chronologically as they happen, which is not the way it is on Facebook. And
At all.
there are settings for every contact that you have, every group that you have, every page that you follow. There's just a little button that says, show me their stuff in the feed. So you can have friends that you don't ever see their stuff, maybe your friend is somebody who's just always showing pictures of what they're eating at the moment, and you don't care to see all that. You know, you still want to be friends with them, but you don't want to see their
I don't want to know every time you get a latte from Starbucks. Right. Come on now, people.
So it's completely in your control. The things that you care about are the only things you're going to see, which is awesome. I mean,
user is higher quality. The user is higher quality too.
Yeah.
You may not have as many friends on there or as many contacts to start, but the quality that people are putting there is much, much higher than the Facebook dumping ground of shitty, mind-numbing videos and crappy GIFs and memes and whatever is on there. It's just so much garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is full of garbage, and then the intent of Facebook is merely to sell ad space, to put ads in your face, and what probabilities of what actions are going to put that ad in your face. So they make that 0.08 cents off of your FaceTime. I call it face crook.
Yeah.
Facebook is face crook because it steals your freaking face from reality.
Yeah, so check out MeWe. You'll be glad you did. I'm not a social media person, and I've got to where I kind of like Facebook.
MeWe.
MeWe. I'm sorry. I said that backwards. Yeah, I don't do Facebook at all and haven't for years. I've still got an account on there, but I don't even check it.
Nah, it's not worth it. Trust me. I really like Facebook Marketplace. That's really the only thing that I really like. Even groups on Facebook are starting to get obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet.
I strongly urge everyone who has a Netflix account, which is probably most of us, to watch a documentary called The Social Dilemma. And it shows you what is happening with these social media giants and how they are using all of us to create higher probabilities of shoving ads in our face so they can make crap tons of money off of our attention.
Yummy.
And then it also goes a step further to show how everything we see is so personalized that it's causing polarity. So if you're a liberal, it only feeds you liberal stories because that's what gets you hooked. Mm-hmm. So it never shows you opposing sides and opposing viewpoints. So then you cannot understand, why are these Republicans voting for Trump? Why don't they see the reality in the light? Well, it's because your feed, everything you see, not on Facebook, but everywhere on the internet, is personalized to cater to you.
Mm-hmm.
That there is no critical thinking. It's only things that support your viewpoint, and it is causing extreme polarity, which could cause literally civil wars, riots, and upheavals through social media platforms.
Mm.
It's really powerful shit. The Social Dilemma on Netflix, it's a must watch. Yeah, it's pretty intense. But it's good to know what is happening, because these are psychologically changing the blueprints of our brain.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. We were not evolved to deal with this.
Well, I mean, our brains are evolved to deal with whatever. And so I view my brain like it has its own algorithm, you know?
Right.
And so what I feed into that algorithm is what, you know, trash in, trash out kind of thing.
Well, and these social media giants are hacking our brains' algorithms for money and profit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like mining our brains and turning all of our kids and older people too into social media addicts, because you're looking for that next hit, because it causes a dopamine reaction in your brain, just like heroin does. That like, that heart, that smiley face, that comment, it's like taking a hit of smack into your brain.
Good grief.
I know.
It's terrible.
Speaking of mind blown, it is terrible. It's true.
Oh.
And we're going to blow your mind again. You think our Christmas episode is hot? Just wait until the New Year's episode, because I will guarantee you I've got a mind-blown discovery that no one's talking about. I can't wait.
I can't wait to hear
Mind blown, sir.
it.
So excited. I want to spiel so hard, but I'm not gonna. You just have to listen.
Just gotta save it.
I know you have some. I know you have some goodies for our New Year's predictions episode as
Yeah, I've
well.
got, they're just kind of pragmatic, practical stuff. There's not any mind blown. And then there's one that's just comedy.
Oh, I'm gonna blow your mind so hard. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Awesome.
But I like, the practical pragmatic shit is also very interesting, because that's probably the stuff that's really gonna transpire. Mine's maybe a little out there. It's okay. It's good shit.
We're rolling up on an hour.
I know. I think it's time to wrap it up. Merry Christmas to y'all. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Whatever you celebrate, yeah.
Whatever you're
Happiness to
celebrating
you.
this year, enjoy it. Enjoy time with your family. Don't let the holiday crooks steal your holiday.
Yes, invite as many people as you want to your house.
Have a raging house party.
Yeah.
Rage hard, if that's what you do.
Right. That's your thing.
That's what I'm so excited about with the ranch is I'm gonna have some serious parties out there.
You can have
Oh
like
yeah.
some Burning Man parties.
I'm gonna have frickin' Burning Man on my ranch. It's private. I'm inviting all my friends. What can they do?
Right.
If I have a 50 person, 100 person, 200 person rager with a live band, stripper poles, whatever, that's
Yeah.
my prerogative. It's my freaking property.
That's right. And the good thing is, out there where you are, your neighbor is probably not a Karen. So, your neighbors probably aren't even going to care.
Shoot, my neighbors are invited.
Right.
That's the first people invited, the neighbors. We gonna be blowing up that valley. Mean, that's what's gonna happen if, they're gonna shut down bars, they're gonna shut down nightclubs. We just have our own private parties, and they're way more fun. Bring your own
Yeah.
booze. Do whatever the hell you want. As long as you don't break my shit.
Right.
All in due time. So,
Set up a.
yep, check out the offgridoutpost.com. What?
I was going to say you could set up your own steel and you could just make moonshine as you drink
Oh yeah, that's the way to go.
it.
We're gonna fully decentralize this party.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, that's a great idea, Cyrus. Make our own beer, make our own booze, make our own wine. Yeah, that's how we're gonna be rolling in 2021, bitches.
All right, let's
All
wrap it
right,
up.
I'm signing out. I'm signing out. Visit the offgridoutpost.com. You can leave us a message there. We have cool shit.
Awesome. Talk to y'all later.
All right, later.